Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Reno Collier tomorrow, Bobby Lee on Friday.
We had
Nick's with Reno with the Funny Bone tomorrow night.
Dr. Mean earlier.
Yeah, we did. Check out the podcast.
I meant to ask her a question.
TNTRadioEmpire.com.
That my wife and I go round and round about, although I'm coming around to her way of thinking. And Craig, maybe you've read up on this.
I mean, she's winning.
It's the benefit of drinking warm or room temperature water as opposed to cold water. I've always been a cold water.
You know, it's funny. I drink warm water all the time because it's we get the bottle of water and most of it is in the pantry.
Yeah,
and I just grab that. I can drink it quicker.
It's not in the fridge.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's any better for you. It's just easier to drink a lot of. It's not warm by any means. It's just room temperature.
It's warm water is better in different situations than say cold water, and vice versa. Like if
that's what you hear.
Yeah.
If you're hiking in the desert in the middle of summer and you're getting a little heated, then you want some cold water.
Yeah, but even then, water's water because it's if you've the water can get warm sometimes. So you still want to have some water. Yeah,
that's what they say. If I'm not mistaken, they did look into it, and a little bit anyway, because it has been, if nothing else, one of those things that has been passed down that says, cold water here, warm water here.
Yeah.
And apparently that's horse hockey.
Oh, it is. Water's water, basically.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't like drinking cold water on a freezing-ass cold morning. So that's why I started being, early in the winter, I started converting to the warm water, and it was easier to consume. Because I need to rehydrate every morning.
From the vodka every night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. There's not like just a crisp glass of ice water.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so good.
On a hot day.
Yeah. After
or a beer.
Done with a round of golf in the summer or hiking or what have you. Some kind of activity. Yeah, cold water's good.
Yeah, I just don't care. I don't want hot.
Yeah, no, I normally don't. I think I've noticed it more because our ice maker on our fridge doesn't work now.
Oh,
so we sometimes we'll forget to get ice, and when there's ice back, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. We live in a hut.
We have the same situation. Somehow you can't hook up the ice maker, so I got to go buy bags of ice and. I want a cocktail, and we're
Don't get pissed at that fridge. You'll shoot that thing.
Yeah, that thing will get relegated to the garage, and then you know what happens to it.
Well, you talk to the other fridge? Start making me some freaking ice, or you're gone.
Those two fridges don't talk.
Yeah.
They're in separate rooms.
Yeah. They know they're there.
I can't go
to the garage. I'll get shot.
One gets all the Snickers.
Right.
We got the Snicker fridge. That's the one in the garage.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, also the one you had to cover up the bullet holes.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I got about a half hour in the John Wick 3, and I can't wait to watch the rest. It is so great. It is so
great. I've got it on my queue for HBO.
I DVR'd it last night, and I started watching it. I got a half hour in, and the second group of guys he kills with his knives are just crazy. It's crazy knife action.
Does he kill anyone with a pencil?
Not so far.
No, that was in the first one.
That was in the first one.
Yeah.
You know what? And normally, like I said, those kind of movies I had no interest in for years, but the John Wick series is just crazy fun.
Just because it's over the top.
But there are over the top other movies I've never felt that way about. But John Wick, I can watch all of them.
Because it's pretty nonstop.
It's nonstop.
Well, it has to be to rack up that kind of body count in one movie.
I was trying to count, and a half hour in, I lost count.
Is that some kind of record holder?
I don't know. The Rambos kill a lot of people, too. I think there's like a movie database for that.
Body count.
And sometimes they count like wars, so wars show everybody being killed, so that really doesn't count.
Yeah, this, Schindler's List,
right?
Top
it. Oh, yeah.
This says that the total for all three is almost 300 people
that have
died on screen.
And that's him doing it, too.
77 in the first one.
Yeah.
128 in the second one. Yeah. Only 94 in the
all
third
right,
one.
All right, all right.
Well, they were slacking.
Yeah.
Oh, the plot line's a little thicker in the third one so far.
Might have taken a little longer to kill some guys.
But this is this according to this, in all of the Friday the 13th movies, Jason has only killed 157 people, and Mike Myers in all of the Halloween movies has only killed 140.
Yeah, because he didn't kill many. They don't kill a ton every
show. They're more selective.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the John Wick 3 push so far is really good.
Like it's said, one of those I got to.
Don't tell me how it ends.
I got to wait till I'm alone because nobody
oh, yeah,
else.
No, nobody watches.
Nobody else in the house is really interested in that.
5 minutes in that, my wife can't watch that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I tried to watch the first episode of The Outsiders with her, and about 5 minutes in, she's like, "This is not what I thought it was going to be." I'm like, "Okay, fine."
She wasn't having that.
It's good enough.
It's pretty.
I'll watch this alone.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's nightmare inducing, but it's a good show.
You're putting it lightly to say that it's dark.
Oh,
but
yeah,
really good.
Terry Jones passed away, member of Monty Python. 36 people had him. Craig mentioned. Somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, 36, 38, something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And so we're glad for all of them. Let's see if we can find some more.
Oh, Push checked into that Manscaped lawnmower thing, and the ball toner is not like scrotal tuck in a bottle.
No.
That's what I thought it would
be. It's more that's for like toning your skin and keeping it hydrated and not, you know,
tasty.
Dry.
Yeah.
And
moist.
You want your balls wrinkly.
Well, they pretty much come that way.
Yeah, they do.
No matter what age you are. They
right at the womb.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wrinkly right out of the womb, exactly.
As they should
We've all
be.
Had sons. We see what their balls look like. Not recently, though. Because that'd be weird.
Good job. Clarify that. Yeah.
Hey, your balls still wrinkly? Like, Dad, it might for work.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I saw online. I didn't click on it. I probably should have. It says that like dudes are dipping their balls in soy sauce because apparently they've like
I sent Craig that story yesterday.
Yeah, we do have that story.
Okay, we'll get to that. I'm glad you brought that up, too.
Yeah. There is much more to that. Or let me rephrase it. A little bit more to that. And yes, people are dipping their balls in soy sauce to see if they can taste it.
Well, they're swearing they can, right? That's where the line I said, it's young guys, young people that these, they say they can taste it.
They say that they can taste it.
Puss?
Right.
Yeah. What do you taste?
It's got to be your own balls. Of course you can taste it if you're down there.
Can you taste the peanut butter?
You
would know that.
I've never noticed that since I get thrown under the bus for doing that all the time. I will say, you can't taste the peanut butter.
No.
So I don't know why it'd work for soy sauce. No. Probably because it's liquid.
Right.
Oh, no.
I thought the soy sauce would just make it a little tastier.
No, that's not it.
I think they're swearing they can taste it in the back of their mouth.
Yeah.
With their own balls.
Yeah, right. And here's why.
Is it true?
Here's why they think that.
Okay.
There was a study from 2013. Came out in 2013, but now apparently
put the chopsticks right around your ball and just dip it in. That's what I would do.
Yeah, you can wear chopsticks.
What do you mean,
that?
Would do?
They hate that at the sushi place. They ask you to leave.
Yeah, can you taste the wasabi?
Yeah.
Ooh, when you make the soy wasabi mix.
Stop dipping your balls in the soy sauce.
You don't want that. No.
There was a study from 2013 that resurfaced and went viral on Twitter. The study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. revealed that your balls have taste receptors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not just your balls, but your stomach, your lungs, your brain, and even your anus all have taste receptors. Scientists do not know why. So, this...
Your rectum.
That brings a whole different connotation to tell me how my ass tastes.
Yeah, shouldn't you know?
So this thing started at TikTok and moved to YouTube. Someone, a female, said, did you know that when a man puts his testicles in soy sauce, he can taste it?
I should get my son to try this.
And so this woman said...
I think you need your broadcast partner to try it.
Yeah.
And so this woman said, if you have testicles... please dip your balls in something. It's for science, and I must know. So, of course, when a woman tells you to do something with your balls, a lot of guys are going to do it.
Yeah.
Why not comply?
I would do other things first.
Yeah, if a woman says do something with your balls, many guys are going to do it because, hey, a woman said to do something with your balls.
Right. Mm-hmm. I hope my wife asked me today.
To do something with your balls?
So men did.
Like tuck them and walk around.
Or several
dip them in soy sauce.
Yeah, several TikTok users and Twitter users.
Can you just take a little bit of soy sauce in your finger, rub your crotch, and see if you taste it?
Yeah, does it need to be dipped?
Do we have any soy sauce in the Mad Men card over there?
No.
All right.
Several TikTok users.
That was a quick
didn't
answer.
Even check.
Yeah.
Any soy sauce packets over there?
Here's what you do. You dip your balls in some peanut butter whiskey and tell me if you can taste it.
Well, I would do that. That might be tangy and sting. It might sting a little bit. The alcohol might sting your nuts.
It would.
Yeah.
It would be weird if you dip your balls in the whiskey and you make the same face you make when you take a shot. Right. Yeah. Whoa.
I think it'd be a lot worse.
It would sting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm willing to try.
Balls aren't used to that.
Very ball-centric show today. Yeah.
So several TikTok users and tweeters agreed that they can taste the soy sauce.
Yeah, we don't need to do this. We have an audience that's willing to do it.
Oh, they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Some guy's doing it right now.
I think
now.
There's videos out there of people doing it. I'm not sure they're showing.
Oh, absolutely.
They're not showing the guy's balls, though. They're just showing their faces.
Just the reaction.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a lot of people out there that say they can taste the flavor. Turns out it's impossible.
It's not true?
No, it's just not true. Sure, they think they can.
So if you're telling somebody they can, okay.
Sure, they think they can. There is no scientific or medical evidence to back up any claims that men of any species can actually taste things through their junk.
Of course, you
know why?
According
to Dr. Kieran Kennedy.
Just the natural sweat-ass stench down there, if you're actually doing something physical, we don't taste that.
No, it's worse. No, it's different horrible. Than that.
Still, though, I'm just saying, we would have been able to taste what our nuts...
And if you have taste receptors in your anus,
yes.
Imagine what you would taste then.
Oh, God.
It'd be awful.
Now, do you have that constant taste?
No.
No, I do not.
So you're right. This is easily disproven because we would be able to taste our nuts just sitting here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The taste receptors studied in the research
were found. Does it work with women? Can they taste their vagina? And if you can, let us know.
The taste receptors
we can.
Were found, keep in mind here, they were found in the testicles, not the scrotum.
Oh, okay.
One person noted that what they're doing would be like trying to taste soy sauce by dabbing it on the outside of your cheek.
Right. That's a good analogy.
So
cut
you
your
you
sack open,
it?
Rub your testy directly with the soy sauce, see what happens.
There you go.
That's going to burn because your sack's already cut open. So yeah. Don't do that, kids.
There's a little salt in soy.
Yeah.
Now, they also...
quite low sodium.
Those still that claim that they do taste it.
Or
maybe
lie.
Getting... No. They're just wrong. because they are probably getting a whiff of it as it splashes against the scrotum and mistaking this smell... for taste, around 80% of what we taste actually comes from smell.
Right, that's an important part of flavor.
Yeah.
And so...
80% apparently.
They're thinking they taste it.
Yeah, they're just wrong.
Yeah. But keep trying it, kids.
Please keep trying it.
Yeah, at least you don't die from this, like the Tide Pod,
right.
You know?
And post
it
up.
Yeah, this is a weapon.
Yeah. And post it. And send it to Big Puss at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
Or at TNT Radio Empire.
Yep.
Or the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thank God you don't
Facebook
know my actual
page.
They can't show
email
your balls
address.
On Facebook.
Just trying to think if I have any like paper bowls at our house because I don't want to use like the glass bowl that the gravy goes in. When
that's what you're worried about?
Yeah.
They can show their balls in the message section. We just can't post it up.
Oh, on Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Be careful not to look today.
Yeah, this is also on the Twitter. Can you post your balls on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You can post every orifice on Twitter.
There's a lot of...
hopefully your balls are an orifice.
A lot of sex. Yeah.
Any organ is fine.
Yeah, okay. Any organs and orifices
full
are fine.
Full-on porn is on Twitter.
Anything goes on Twitter. I don't think you can do that on Instagram, though.
I don't think so.
No nudity on Instagram.
And what you can do on Snapchat is give your balls a little doggy nose and doggy ears if you use the filter.
Right.
It looks cute. They look cute that way.
For a second, I thought you said Snapchat, and that's different entirely.
Yeah, totally different.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing you can't show your balls on Instagram. You're like, what Disney princess are my balls?
Well, Todd's a Rapunzel.
Yeah, they are.
Because he rolls them down there and they climb up.
That's right.
Todd's Rapunzel balls is a Deadpool name.
Yeah, that's how he gets saved. Yeah.
Well, today they're frozen, so it'd be that Elsa.
Frozen 2.
And I'm still pleased that I have not seen Frozen.
Well, you don't have to. Oh, you get a grandkid.
Yeah, so but I haven't seen it. But there's been a couple that I want to see, I wouldn't mind seeing. And I would
mind seeing all of those. I don't have to anymore.
That I've missed out on.
Yeah, I might have to start back. But
no, you don't.
My daughter's kid is.
She likes the parents usually like to take those.
Yeah.
Be with their kids doing those movies.
Right. She's welcome to that.
And not all of those movies.
No.
Grandma's taking the bullet on a couple of those for me.
Yeah.
I'll take her to that movie. Good. Yeah. You have fun.
Yeah, my daughter's grandmother has taken her to some of those horrible country shows. They can go.
She got sucked into that, huh?
A couple of them, not many.
Yeah, I was just talking about the Paddington movies.
Yeah.
Right, my daughters got sucked into that, they had friends who were country music fans, so I was subjected to that.
It's not country music, it's crap.
A brief while.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for the Paddington movies.
I don't watch any of those.
I just
I've never seen them.
I'd rather watch John Wick.
Is that the teddy bear?
Yeah.
Okay. It is. I'm a sucker for those. But, you know.
Does he get a hatchet to the head like this guy in John Wick?
No, he doesn't.
Spoiler alert. That's my favorite scene so far.
If it makes any difference, Craig, my daughter didn't like the Paddington
movie. Yeah,
well, she's wrong.
She said they were a rough sit.
She's wrong.
Actually, I think she went to see the first one, and the second one came around. She's like, nah, forget it. The first one was terrible.
Yeah. Actually, I saw the second one before I saw the first one, and I really liked it.
You were lost.
Yeah, I really liked it, actually.
I took a lot of crap for taking Zane to see Black Hawk Down.
You did.
When he was 9.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll do that with my daughter's kid.
That's right.
Take him to something super violent at the age of 9.
And that was the last time Grandpa got to take the kid to the movies.
Yeah, that's how you get out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
She never sleeps through the night again.
John Wick 7 by the time they're 9, right?
Take her to Paddington 3. I think that's going to be a bloodbath. But I have sat through my share of awful, awful kids' movies.
Oh, so have I. Don't miss them. Yeah. Miss my daughter being that age. Don't miss the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not all of them were bad. Yeah. I got to argue with Tyler on that.
Absolutely.
I didn't hate all of them.
No, I don't.
My scale goes from horrible to
watchable,
manageable.
Right.
You know, I didn't hate it.
I saw enough. I'm not going to...
Yeah.
I am just, they're not,
one of my
they're
favorite
not something I want to see.
Animated Disney movies is one you never hear about. But it was The Emperor's New Groove.
Right.
I think
that stars David Spade. Yeah.
David Spade was a voice in that, and it had a lot of adult kind of humor.
Do you like the soundtrack?
Yeah, I don't remember the soundtrack. But I remember liking the movie.
I saw that in the theater with...
Yeah, as did I.
Yeah.
With the kid. Boy.
I didn't hate Beauty and the Beast.
I didn't see it.
Hate that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen it like 47 times?
No.
I hated
no.
it the first time, right? Yeah.
We went and saw that. I liked it. I was excited to see like the remake. I couldn't tell my wife I was excited because she thought I was going to come out of the closet on the way to the movie.
You do have to look out for that, don't you?
Yeah.
She still thinks that's Heredity. I don't get that part. You know, your wife seems pretty cool.
Like she knows the science behind it, but she wouldn't be surprised at all if someday it's like, hey.
Like father, like son. Right?
Well, that means it's got nothing to do with your dad. It means it's got everything to do with the way you act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
come out of the closet to wait to Beauty and the Beast. Well, I would have thought so,
and
too.
And the wife, yeah. Not surprised.
Right.
Well, you do spend a lot of time in the garage alone with another dude.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And it's Richard.
Yeah. We're not watching Beauty and the Beast, though.
No, they're not.
Are you?
Likely story.
Yeah. What was that one with the Gaelic princess, the animated one? I remember falling asleep. Yeah, Brave. We just fell asleep during that. That's what's nice about the theaters now with the beds. You got a crappy movie.
Oh, I would have fell asleep.
Just try not to snore.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good luck on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd start snoring.
I've tried to fall asleep in bad movies and been denied.
She moves you?
No, the seats were just it was one of the movie theaters that they hadn't remodeled yet.
Right.
So the seats were really uncomfortable.
Got it.
The movie was really bad.
Well, here's the thing about those lay down seats though, because they're still close to the person next to you that you're not sitting with sometimes, and you'd be sleeping there next to some other 10-year-old you don't know. and you're just sleeping with your face in this 10-year-old. That's kind of creepy.
I very rarely go to a showing that's actually packed.
I know, but
generally there's a buffer seat or two.
I know, but they can be packed.
They can.
Yeah, and you fall asleep sick for some. Oh, who's this guy? Don't worry, sweetie. I'm going to snore all over your ass.
Amanda. Why is this man spooning me?
Email I didn't here. Stick to the tape, did it?
It's TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Amanda writes, I had to shut the show off until I dropped the kids off. My 6-year-old asked, what do balls taste like?
Yep, that's when you shut it off around the kids.
Unfortunately, Mom knows.
Yeah, Amanda would know. She knows.
I love when the kids hear all that kind of crap.
Well,
earlier, I got an email yesterday. Eventually, I mentioned that if you're 18 to 22 and you're drunk and having sex in college, you're naked and drunk in college, whatever.
Yes.
So some girl was driving her twins to school, and they have an older sister apparently in college. And one girl goes, I'll just throw a name out there. And so, does Ashley just get drunk and naked at college?
As far as we know, yes.
As far as we know, yes. There's an Ashley drunk and naked in college right now. And good for her.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.